Thanks again for joining us this morning for the Word for Life Radio Ministry. I'm Pastor Greg Huffman. Last time you were with us, we were interviewing a couple of guys, Pastor Ken, our senior pastor, and Mike McGivern, a member of our church, who are hosting a radio broadcast that is so exciting. It's entitled Faith in the Zone. And they were sharing with us how God just kind of put it together in their hearts to be able to interview people who are involved in athletics. And so last time we were talking about that and just excited to hear, Mike, just some of the audience that are listening to this broadcast that surprised you.
They do. And it's interesting. A lot of coaches that I know, a lot of athletic directors, some players, ex-players that I've coached. Mm-hmm. But I get a lot of wives and moms that will come up to me and say, thank you so much for Faith in the Zone. And then a lot of people may have recommendations, suggestions.
Okay.
Have you thought about having this guest on? Have you thought about this guy?
Right.
And, you know, I do vet them a little bit, mm-hmm. making sure that it's kind of what, you know, we're hoping for, and they're open to give their testimony.
Right.
And we've had some incredible guests on.
Yeah, that's been awesome. As we think about the guests that you've had in the last, I think, 2 years and a couple of months, something like that, are there any particular highlights that just come to your minds, guys, that just immediately pop up and say, wow, this has just been a tremendous blessing to the people who are listening to them and to us as well?
For me, it would probably start with Tony Dungy, I would think, and we talk about that a lot. Pastor Randall Cunningham, ex-quarterback in the NFL, Pastor Daryl Strawberry, you know, he is a pastor. You know, I say a lot on this, Pastor Greg, on that show, that we have a number of guys that the worst thing they ever did in their life was steal a candy bar. And then we have guys like me and Pastor Daryl Strawberry that did some things in their lives that they're not proud of.
It was two candy bars for you.
Two or three,
yeah.
Maybe,
oh,
actually,
okay. Okay.
If that's what you want to call it. And if, you know, the Lord's willing to accept us.
Yes.
He's willing to help us, you know, turn our life around.
Right.
And even guys like us, when we fall to our knees and say, Lord, I need you in my life, and I can't do this alone anymore. Mm-hmm. And if we're accepted, you know, praise the Lord for that.
Ground is level at the foot of the cross, isn't it?
That's a great line. Anybody, I'm going to steal that line.
Amen. Anybody can come.
For me, it would be Don Beebe. Every time we've had Don Beebe on, I just want to go out and start going to the mall or wherever and go talk to people, because just his love for the gospel. And he's had to kind of grow through that, because he tells a story with Frank Wright, who was a quarterback for the Buffalo Bills when he was playing for the Bills, that he's a believer. He'd go speak and he'd want Don Beebe to come with him and give his testimony. You remember some of those stories?
I do. And Don said, I'm not going with you. You know, I don't like speaking in public.
Okay.
I'm uncomfortable with that. And Frank Wright said to him, well, there's the problem. You think this is about you, right?
Whoa, okay.
And he was like, this isn't about you. You're afraid to speak in public? I don't care. This isn't about you. And once you figure that out, you'll be more than happy to come with me. And Don Beebe said, I haven't said no to a speaking engagement since then.
That's awesome.
For me, and I have to go back and get this coach's name, but it was a college basketball coach in Indiana. I've told this story 100 times. It's had such an impact on me. Strong believer, strong in his faith. Where he struggled, he thought, was being able to talk to people about it. And he said, I took classes, I tried everything I could to open doors to allow me to give, you know, my testimony and talk to people.
Right.
And he read a book called I'm Not a Fan. And he got a little bracelet, it was a $2 bracelet that said, I'm not a fan.
Okay.
And he started wearing the bracelet, and he'd be in the gas station, the supermarket, and somebody would see it and say, who aren't you a fan of?
Right.
And he'd say, I'm not a fan of Jesus Christ. And the people would look at him and say, what? He'd say, I'm not a fan because fans sit on the sidelines. I'm a follower. Can I tell you about it? And he said that $2 bracelet opened so many doors for me.
Amen.
And just that story has had a huge impact on my life.
Well, that's the truth.
Yeah.
The other thing I would look at with folks that we have talked to is to see the people God has brought into either these guys' or women's lives.
Mm-hmm.
To tell them about Christ, which I want to say to, you know, those that probably are listening today that are believers, that we have been commissioned with a task, and you just don't even know what you're missing as far as how God can use you and the blessing of that if you keep your mouth shut. when we're talking to guys who, a lot of them grew up in religion and they hate religion.
Okay.
Because somebody, God brought someone else, and some of them refer to it as a divine appointment in their life, and they ended up coming to know Christ, and I mean, they're forever grateful.
Sure.
Not only for what Christ has done, but for what this person did in sharing the gospel with them. And so that's also been something that's been very challenging, you know, as I've listened to.
The other part, Pastor Greg, that for me, and again, we talk about this stuff a lot on Faith in the Zone, and you can listen to it 8 a.m. Sunday mornings, 8 a.m. Sunday night, 8 p.m. on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, or 1250 a.m. or at faithinthezone.com if people want to listen. But we've had a number of guys that have similar journeys that I had, and I went to a school where they told me to carry the Bible but don't open it. We'll tell you what's in it. Don't worry about it.
I got you.
But look good carrying it.
Okay.
And make sure it's under your right arm when we tell you to have it there. And a guy said to me, said to us on that show, I knew Jesus Christ. I knew him the same way I knew Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
I knew all the stories.
Uh-huh.
I had no relationship with him, but I studied those stories. And, you know, they would tell me in school that this one's a fable or that one's a fable. And don't worry about that one. But let's look at this one because this is kind of a cool story. And he said, so I got done with school thinking, oh, okay, I got it. Not knowing what I really needed was a personal relationship.
Right, right. You know, the exciting thing that, Pastor Ken, you were talking about just a few moments ago, is the fact that our audience for Word for Life is all ages, all different types of demographics, grandmothers, moms, sisters, brothers, dads, whatever, and all of them know athletes, maybe their grandson, maybe their son, that they can have an impact on for Christ that maybe no one else can. Because, you know, you'll listen to your grandmother when she talks to you.
Yeah, Mike Davis said he came to the Lord because of his grandmother saying, sit down and listen to the Bible study. And it was like nine women in there.
And when grandma says that, you sit down.
You sit down. You bet.
And so the folks that are listening to our broadcast this morning, God may be just challenging their hearts. I know an athlete. I know someone that has just wrapped their lives into sports, but don't know God. Wow, maybe God could use me.
We've had some guys, Mark Price, he played for the Cleveland Cavaliers, one of the best shooters in NBA history, is now a coach in college at UNC Charlotte. And he said, you know, raised strong Christian, but there was a time where basketball was my religion.
Right.
The gym was my temple.
Uh-huh.
And that basketball was everything to me. And I would tell people, yeah, I'm a Christian, but I want to be more in the gym. I want to get better at playing basketball. And he said, and then there got to a point in his life where he said, enough. You know what? I can't do this on my own. I need to get back to my roots and back to where, you know, I was 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah. And many times the Lord arranges a crisis in a person's life to help them to understand, ooh, basketball isn't helping me right now.
Dan Wood, the guy from the
NCCAA,
yeah. He was going to be a professional golfer, and he
lost his eye.
Lost his eye in a golf accident, got hit.
Wow.
And he said, okay, Lord, I got it. I know exactly why you're doing this to me. So,
and, you know, I think, too, Pastor Greg, what's been exciting, and, I mean, we have people even come by the church to tell me this kind of stuff. They like listening to the broadcast because it's not doom and gloom.
Right, right.
You know, there's a lot to be excited about for what Christ has done in our life, and we ought to love life. And we're not in this Christian race just to participate. We're in this Christian race to strive and to gain the goal
and the prize.
And that prize is to be like Christ and to share him. But the one thing I've really enjoyed about Mike is it's enjoyable. I mean, we have fun. We can laugh. I mean, we talk about, you know, guys that are pitchers. You know, if Mike McGivern steps up in the batter's box, you know, what are you going to throw him? And Mike usually tells him he'll send him deep.
Oh, I'm going to lose the ball. Go ahead. You put one down the middle. Look, I hit about 900 in the church softball league, and Bruce, like, put me on the bench and cut me. So I guess I can't talk with smack anymore.
Wow.
Hopefully Bruce isn't listening to this broadcast.
Yeah. Well, he edits it, so he'll probably edit
this
out.
That's awesome.
But Pastor Greg, you know, some people have said to me, I thought I'd get on this program that's going to be Christian in nature, faith-based in nature on a secular sports talk show, and it would just be boring and dull. And it's fun.
It is fun.
And we have fun with those that we talk to,
right.
And so it's been a great joy.
KGB, who played for the Packers, said, look, I've got 20 minutes for you. We'll do 20 minutes, but that's it. And we did the first two segments, and he said, is that it? And I said, yeah.
That's 20 minutes.
He said, I'd like to keep going. We haven't talked about this, this, or this. And I said, well, you want to go the whole hour? He said, yeah. And if we need, I'll come back on. So when we were done, I asked him about that. He said, to be honest with you, I thought that you were going to just ask me all about my days with the Packers.
I see.
And I got the chance to talk that I was born in a Muslim home and how I became a Christian and how I'm using that platform and the type of father I want to be, the type of husband I want to be. And at the end, he said, how many sacks did you have? He said, that was about it.
Yeah,
he said,
yeah.
That was great. I'll come on anytime you want.
Fantastic.
A.J. Ellis mentioned that same thing. He said he's catcher for the Dodgers. He said, you know, people will always say, hey, Clayton Kershaw, what are you guys – you guys just talking baseball, how you're going to pitch guys? He said, are you kidding me, man? On the plane, on the bus, we're talking about, hey, let's get in the Word. You know, what's God going to show us as far as being fathers and husbands? He goes, well, when we get on the diamond, then we're getting focused. But I got to tell one quick funny story that with Buster Posey, who catches for the Giants, who were just in town. You know, they have this Bible study for both teams, their chapel service, and Buster and AJ were there. And so Buster steps up to face Clayton Kershaw, who's one of the best pitchers in the National League. And AJ's there, and he said, hey, Buster, what did you think about that challenge in Romans 6 today? And Buster says, hey, it's great, but hang on a sec. He goes, no, I mean, what did you think? And he said Buster had to step out of the batter's box and look at him and go, hey, I'd love to talk more scripture with you, but right now I'm getting to face one of the best pitchers in baseball. I need you to just hold that thought, and we'll talk about it after the game. I thought that was hilarious.
That's how, you know what? That is a little Bible smack talk right
yes,
there.
Yes, right,
you
yes.
know, that's how Christians smack talk. That's
get
awesome.
Your mind off the
that's
game.
It. Yeah, there's no doubt. You know, the other interesting part for me is we get a lot of local guys on.
Uh-huh.
You know, we get a lot of local coaches, people that have been in the sports, Shannon Smith, guys like that. So that show, Faith in the Zone, we have national and local people on, and so far so good. It's been fun to do.
It sounds like this program has drastically affected your own lives.
Oh, absolutely.
Without a doubt. Plus, I get to spend, you know, at least
quality
once a week.
Time.
Quality time with Pastor Ken. As he said, my back hurts from carrying him on that show.
Oh, bless his heart.
Again, it's Sundays at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m., on
105.7
FM,
in
the fan
yeah.
And 1250 AM and faithinthezone.com.
Thank you guys for joining us so much this morning, and it is a blessing to be a part of what God is doing. Lives are touched, lives are changed, because it's no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He'll do for you. With arms wide open, He'll pardon you. It is no secret what God can do. Until next time, may God bless you.